Okay. I like to call this special meeting of the Police Civilian Oversight Board to order. And let me see. Chioma, can you do the statement, please? Like the staff statement.
I don't have it open, so give me a second to find it. Okay. Welcome to our virtual meeting. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. Members, if you're able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you're able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and com okay, no. Use the raise hand feature when you like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you're asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. For members of the public who are registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You'll remain muted until called upon. Staff will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours for roll call.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Okay, let's go with roll call. Brandis Hatcher. Okay, Carlotta Calmes. Okay, Devin Schneider. Thank
Present.
you. Helen Lucy Mills.
Present.
Okay, Hope Vang.
Present.
Okay, Katie Nelson. Okay, Maya Pearson present. Michelle Miller.
Here.
Okay, Rodney Saunders.
Rodney Sanders Jr. present.
Thank you. Stephanie Rerick.
Present.
Stephanie Sagalo. Okay, Tara Strangler, Vanessa Statham.
Present.
Okay, we have quorum. Okay, let me agenda. Okay, and we have some. Let's see, we do have some public comment tonight. We have registrants for multiple items, but we will start with the public comment. And so I'll start with, okay, Amelia Reichel Moore. She here?
Hi there. Can you hear me? Okay, great.
Yes.
Okay, I'll be quick. I'm asking you to please vote down the amendment. It threatens the independence of the board. There has been no greater threat to the independence of the board since the board has been created than this amendment. And again, I hope we all keep track of how much time this is wasted. So when it comes time to decide on the board's funding, it can be brought up that how much time was wasted by this amendment to strip the board of its independence. I can't wait to for the script to be allowed to get to work on the charge that it was given, because I know you'll all do wonderful things. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Next we have Bonnie Rowe.
Good evening, members of the OIM and PCOB. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to call in support of the amendment change suggested by the League of Women Voters. I think these changes make sense. I think it's important to broaden the pool of applicants beyond the 9 community groups that exist now. There have been problems filling the board in the past, with several community organizations failing to nominate a replacement in a timely manner. The city of Madison can bring problems on itself by trying to limit potential candidates beyond what makes sense. Individuals in the past have expressed interest in serving on this board, but were unable to because they were not nominated by one of the 9 express groups. This is unfortunate and too limited. It likely excludes some good, worthy candidates who would meet the desired qualities and characteristics and could likely bring some good perspective to the board. Let me be clear, though, that I am very opposed to the mayor being allowed to select people for this board. She appoints every other member of every board, commission, and committee, and she and the council will have to confirm the selection, but I don't think the mayor should make the selection in order to retain independence. I believe that initial language was corrected in the amendment. Please vote in support of this amendment in order to broaden the pool of qualified applicants and guard the ability to meet quorum in the future. Having a larger pool of applicants can only help this process, as well as the diverse makeup of the board. Thank you for the time, for your time.
Thank you so much. We have a few others that registered to speak, or sorry, registered to not speak. And I just wanted just to state their positions. And so we have, let's see, 6 people who are in opposition of item 2 in our agenda tonight. And so I just wanted just to make sure that I state that. Sorry, there we are. 2, 3, yep. Okay. So moving into our agenda. Are there any? Sorry, my internet is like extremely slow, so I apologize. Are there any folks that have any disclosures or recusals at this time? Any members of the body? Okay, seeing none. Okay, moving on to item 2, amending section of the 520 of our Madison General Ordinance to modify the Police Civilian Oversight Board appointment process. So in this, you will see a couple attachments. There is attachments from the public comments, as well as the proposed changes PowerPoint. And that PowerPoint was used at our at the policy and procedure subcommittee. And are there any committee members that will like to, I guess, start off the conversation of just your general thoughts, and then we'll give the recommendation at the end. And then we can discuss just the thoughts of that recommendation that was presented from the Policy and Procedure Committee. So any member would like to start off from that? Okay, Stephanie?
Yeah, I'm happy to have other people jump in and add or correct things. So we Saw the PowerPoint and had a lot of clarifying questions and ended up just recommending to place this on file with prejudice. The reasons being that we felt it would be that, number one, it was re-referred to us after we had voted to place it on file without prejudice, partly because we were such a new board and we felt that there hadn't been time to actually see if the problems have been resolved, which we feel that they likely have. And this is coming back to us also so soon that we don't still haven't had time to see problems again. So those were some key reasons. But maintaining the independence of the board and the spirit of the ordinance with the representation. And the mayor and common council do get two appointments under the current ordinance. So I do want to address Bonnie's point a little bit, which is that people are also welcome to give names to the nominating organizations as well. And names can go to the mayor and common council and have an overall pool of candidates. So I'm just pointing out that that might be a way to address the concern. So that was the key piece, is that we feel that the problems have likely been resolved and there hasn't been time to see new problems emerging. And we want to maintain the spirit of this independent body. And I'm sure I'm missing things, so if Devin and other people on the committee want to chime in, please do.
Okay, I do see Hope's hand first and then Devin.
Hey, sorry, I meant to raise my hand during the disclosure part. I'm not sure if, sorry, my baby puked, so I had to take care of that first. I don't know if I needed to disclose this, and I don't know if it's a conflict of interest for me to be voting on this, because I do work at one of the organizations, one of the nine organizations. And so I just wanted to know if that was something that is a conflict and whether or not I'm able to vote on this or not.
Go ahead, Andy.
This is the way that this board is specifically set up, where people from these organizations are members of the board as it currently sits, you are not in conflict. But in fact, the way the ordinance is drafted, it specifically understands and appreciates the fact that you're either members of or even directors of those organizations, and as such, we're not worried about that from that standpoint.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for answering that, and thanks, Hope, for asking. Go ahead, Devin.
Just piggybacking off of what Stephanie said, what she said is correct. We voted to put it on file with prejudice. We feel that we've made substantial changes, like some of the things we've done, attendance policy. We just did a restructuring of our subcommittees to better quorum. And so we've wanted to see those changes to essentially make sure that those are working before we try to vote on an amendment or change something when we've already made changes. And so that's kind of from the policy and procedures perspective of why we put that on file with prejudice, because we believe we've made changes and we want to see those changes through before doing alternative options. So.
Thank you, Devin. Andy, did you have something that you wanted to state?
Yes. I just, because I've heard the term with prejudice mentioned twice, and I'm looking at the agenda today, and trust me, I'm going to get ahead of myself and tell you that this is not going to be a problem, okay? There will be no issue with this. I just want to make sure we word it right later. On February 26th, what's in Legistar, and therefore what's on your agenda, says that the Policy and Procedure Subcommittee recommended to place this on file without prejudice on the following roll call vote, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So what I'm trying to say is if it ends up being the current board's, this board's interest to recommend to the Common Council that it be placed on file with prejudice, that that's how you should phrase the motion. And whatever, go ahead, Stephanie.
We met after that. So the first time it was we voted for without prejudice, and that was just the subcommittee that met again. And this is so the subcommittee recommended to this board meeting to place it on file with prejudice. It's the second time.
And I don't know why that isn't necessarily on here, but
I
it
don't
doesn't matter
either.
that it's not. Okay. The point is that I think it might not be on there because the council initially sent it to the February meeting and not the April meeting. Doesn't matter. What does matter is that this matter, by the appropriate number, is on this agenda and it's properly in front of you now. So just when it gets to the point where you've had your discussion, you make your motion, don't talk about confirming the decision of the Policy and Procedure Subcommittee. Make the recommendation that you want to make without reference to what happened before. And then that will be what will be recommended to the council and appear on their agenda as the action of the board. Okay? All right. Just trying to help. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy, for that. Michelle?
I'm not on the Policy and Procedure Subcommittee anymore. I just wanted to add on though that one of the things that was created was an attendance policy, and with all the transitions, I'm also not sure how much time we've had to like show that that's a way to improve issues. And then I wanted to clarify, I think there's three city and mayoral seats already, possibly four. I'm not sure what Miss Carlotta's like appoint nominating body was, but I'm a city council alternate member, so at least three.
Yeah, thank you for that. So there are two mayoral appointees and two common council appointees. And one is an alternate from the mayoral appointee, and the other alternate is from the common council appointee. So myself, I and Ms. Carlotta are both mayoral appointees at this time, with Ms. Carlotta as the first alternate. Common Council appointees were both Rodney Saunders and Michelle Miller, with Michelle being the second alternate. And so the Common Council and the mayor does get to be able to appoint folks. And typically, from my understanding from the ordinance, is that the current one is that those are not from any organizational applicants. And so those would be applicants because there is a way to apply at large. And those appointments come from that pool of people. So for example, I was the urban triage nominee back when the board first started, and appointed to represent urban triage. And this time I'm the mayoral appointee, which I submitted my application to the general pool. So there is a way to get folks who would like to be a part of this board in the general pool. Now, what dictates who actually gets, based on our current ordinance, who gets to be a part of the board, there are the certain criteria that is the same across the board, no matter if you're a person who is just doing a general pool applicant or you are nominated by an organization. So there is that, those criteria are the same across that board. Just to add some more to what Michelle was saying and answer some of the questions or statements that came through. So yeah, so let's, I guess, at this time, Stephanie and Devin both mentioned some of the things that they were thinking of why the subcommittee referred back to the full board as a recommendation. Let me bring up my notes, sorry. At that time, it was a recommendation to place the resolution on file with prejudice. And that is what they are referring, recommending to the full board and the area for discussion. And so, if someone wants to make a motion so that we can actually have a full discussion, that'd be great. And I can help you craft that if you need help.
I will move that we place the ordinance amend or the ordinance revision on file with prejudice.
Okay. Let's say, I would say make a motion that the Police Civilian Oversight Board recommends that Common Council place item, and I would use the item number 85327 on file with prejudice. So,
Do I need to restate that or is that good
yes,
enough?
please.
Okay, so I, sorry, I move that the PCOB recommend that the Common Council place item. Sorry, I have to look at it again. Can you just say the number? Oh,
85327.
327 on file with prejudice.
Okay, we need a second. Okay, it looks like Devin seconded it.
Yeah, second.
Okay, now we can have discussion about the item. Any discussion about the motion? Alder Figueroa Cole.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. The sound doesn't work in Teams for whatever reason. So one thing that I'm still confused is my ask for this board was to take the changes line by line and make it have a discussion about it. That did not happen on the last committee meeting. The questions were more centered on the why now, why can we have time to see the prior changes being completed? The changes that we propose are not simply about the makeup of the board. There are other things in there that we were looking forward for the committee to discuss. So I will hope that at this moment, at this meeting, there's an opportunity to have that review as a complete board. That's really what I'm looking for at this time. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you, Alder Figueroa. Stephanie, and then.
Oh, sorry. We did take them line by line at the subcommittee meeting, and we had additional PCOB members at that meeting, and we also shared the slides and the recording and encouraged people to check that out. So, yes, that's all. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm sorry, when was that meeting? Was that a meeting between now and February? Was that
Yes,
another
there
meeting?
was
Yeah.
a meeting on April, let me see,
April 10th.
April 10th.
Thank you. I did not have that I didn't get to see that recording. So I appreciate that it was then discussed line by line, and I will definitely take a look at that information. Thank you.
Thank you, Alder Figueroa. Go ahead, Devin.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Like Stephanie said, at that April 10th meeting, we went line by line, had additional questions asked. So that's all I had to say.
Thank you, Alder Figueroa.
So I wonder, can I ask for feedback regarding the, again, this is already a board that has been around for a number of years, and the one of the line items was to kind of put the responsibility on the monitor, since he was he's that since the position is already being fulfilled, and removing the mayor from that role. Can I get a quick feedback on why that was not a feasible solution or a feasible update, if that's possible?
Thank you, Alder Figueroa. So from my understanding is that if folks are able to, can you pull up the slides, Robin, or give me permission to show the slides? I think I might have. No, I don't.
Gemma, I'm gonna need you to make me
a co-host, and Maya as well.
Okay. Thank you, Chioma. So, from my understanding, are you referring to the piece here from the presentation where it says the current monitor board and Common Council shall ensure that the updated that it is an updated list at least every 2 years? And so it moves the piece about the mayor.
No, not that.
Okay.
Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Is this what, are you on the top of it? No, you're on page five. Okay, so go, can you scroll down to,
Yep.
yep.
Here.
Yeah, go down.
Oh.
And go down. Oh, right there, right there, right there, right there, right there.
Okay.
So that application, where it moves from the mayor and the common council into the until the office of the independent monitor.
Okay.
If someone can explain why that wasn't a, what was the feeling on that change, for example?
Any member would like to respond?
Sorry, it's been a while and the recording is available. So again, I'll ask people to help jog my memory. I think it was more like that in itself wasn't objectionable, but it was more that it did not feel like any of these individual small things would be worth opening up an ordinance change for this. So to me, it looks like the independent monitor is part of actually collecting nominations. And that would be more of a procedural thing. So that's my recollection, is that there were, a couple little things that wouldn't be terrible to have happen, but if opening the whole ordinance change up, it really feels out of proportion to doing some little tweaks. Another thing I will say is, like, one of the things that this did address also is our meeting schedule. Oh, our officer election wasn't in compliance with the city ordinances, so we've chosen to change our election schedule. So we felt it's better for us to shift our policy and procedure internally to become in compliance and become the board that we ought to be, making quorum all the time, et cetera, without changing the ordinance. That's all.
Thank you, Stephanie. Does that answer your question, Alder Figueroa, or would others like to also add?
I'm still a little bit confused, but sure. Because I mean, the ordinance is already open. We already open it, so it's not like, it's already a process in place. There's an option here to move even to more independence of the board, and the board is in charge of the independent monitor. So it's like more control for you guys to manage these procedures. As someone that had to participate on the nomination selection of this process, it was extremely convoluted and a very difficult process for a council president to sit there with the leadership and the mayor trying to figure out who will be the best choices when the people already doing the seeking of the applications is the independent monitor, and they're the ones that are in direct contact with the organization. So to me, it's like a no-brainer, but I will go back and watch the meeting before the next meeting, but that's where I was a little bit confused about that change specifically.
Thank you for that. Any other comments and or discussion points? Vanessa?
I just wanted to piggyback off of what Stephanie said after reviewing the meetings, because I wasn't there in attendance, that it did seem to me that, the discussion was about Some of these small changes not necessarily being really huge with us becoming a new board and not being able to see. And I know that there are some folks that might want to make some changes thinking preemptively, about what will happen in the future and things like that. But I'm not really sure if the current members are feeling that that would impact things significantly currently. And we could always revisit this in the future as we get more information about what is working and what isn't.
Thank you, Vanessa. Any other comments or discussion points? Okay, I'll add myself then to the queue. And so I guess for me, the way that I conceptualize, I had a really good conversation, a couple conversations with Alder Figueroa Cole about the amendments. And some of the pieces made sense. However, after also rewatching some of the meetings that the policy and the two meetings that the policy and procedure subcommittee had, and then also just, really kind of sitting with some of the changes, I'm also in agreement with the recommendation that the subcommittee has put forth in the motion that is currently on the table. And the reason why is because I do agree with my fellow board members that this is a completely different iteration of this board. There's only a few members on here that have been members for more than a year. But we're a very small minority to the majority of folks who are newer to the board. And I do think that the commitment that board members have shown thus far, and the commitment to really dig in deeper into the work and really dig in deeper into the functionality of this board, in the ways that folks have been showing up, I do think some of this could be solved. And that is one of the things that I feel that as a board we have been working on, and is one of the charges that we have tasked ourselves, especially since our last meeting that we had in person. We were able to kind of, just brainstorm about ways that we can possibly, I guess, address some of the issues that have happened in the past. I mean, I would say as like the inaugural board member, the way that I honestly believe that this is like the first real chance that we have been able to really get into what we're tasked with based off of the ordinance, and some of the work that we all want to do. And I think that, we can revisit this at a later time. Some of the changes that Alder Figueroa was mentioning, I don't, although that it would make some of the smaller changes, for instance, the one that was highlighted earlier about changing some of the pieces to be with the independent monitor, I don't think are as substantial enough at this time to feel that that there needs to be a change. I do think that as we are working to really solidify some of our internal practices, I think that some of this will be absolved. And if not, then I do think that this body is willing to possibly later down the road have that opportunity to possibly reopen and maybe even adjust some of the pieces based off of what we've learned and some of the things that may be needed. But I am in agreement with my fellow board members around this recommendation, and I do fully support it. And my hope, though, is that in the future that we can figure out a really good process and a strong process that we can make sure that we get spots filled. And as my previous statement before, I do believe that that there is a mechanism for folks to not part of these organizations to be a part of this board. And I guess the overall sentiment of just the way that I conceptualize even my participation is that, this board is meant to be an independent board, and it is meant to also be representative of the community. And some of the changes, and more so like communities that are most affected by policing in our city. And I do think that is very important not to lose the spirit of. And so opening it up to just a wide range without necessarily having community organizations have a stake in the work, I think would be a mistake to change that. And I think about just like different, I think about, what happens if, there are people who don't want this to continue to exist, but the applications are widely open for anyone to be a part of it. I worry that then this can be dismantled pretty easily. And I think that it's just good to have community organizations that are doing the work invested in our work that we are doing here with the PCOB. So those are just some of my general thoughts as I've been kind of sitting with this and thinking about it deeply, but also taking in consideration with my multiple conversations and the work that folks have been doing around this. And I do want to thank Alder Figueroa for the amount of time and effort that was put into crafting this, but also the work that she had done previously with other council members to get us appointed and working with the Office of the Independent Monitor and previous board. And so I just want to just acknowledge that because, whenever there are like changes such as these, there's a lot of work that goes into it. So I want to just honor that. But I also want to honor that our policy and procedure subcommittee and the work that they have put in as well, even though being new and not necessarily knowing what their thoughts were at the time, but really then coming with a really strong recommendation and really thoughtful recommendation. So with that, I'll be done talking. Any other members, now that I've finished speaking, would like to add anything else? Okay. So seeing none, I guess we can go ahead and call the question. And so the motion has been on the floor, and that is to move the PCOB recommendation or to recommend to the Common Council to place item 85327 on file with prejudice, seconded by Devin. And so I guess, Andy, should we do a roll call on this, or is it fine just doing a regular? Well, I guess a roll call wasn't requested. So we can just go ahead. All those in favor of this recommendation, please raise your hand virtually. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So we have 8 in favor, and all those opposed to this recommendation, please raise your hand. Okay, I just want to acknowledge Brandis. I know you are here on the call, and just wanted to acknowledge, are you voting in favor or against this motion? Andy, when a member is unable to respond,
Mark it
how does
as abstain
as an abstain? Okay.
or an absent. If she's on the call and there's been a question in front of the board. Actually, you didn't do a roll call vote. So you've given her an opportunity to So this is just this passes with a majority with an 801 vote.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so this passes with 801, if that can be recorded. And let's see.
What about hope also?
Oh,
Or hope
hopeful.
did you vote? Oh, sorry.
She was part of the eight, correct?
We only have, yep. Okay, so that is the last agenda item on this special meeting. And so I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Maya,
Wait a second.
sorry, I got a new phone. Can you please give me a text or a call? I got a new phone and I have no contacts. It's Brandon, sorry.
Yes, Brandon, did you? Well, it already passed. So, okay.
Well, but Brandis, did you hear the? Can I just ask her real quick, Maya? Is it all right? Brandis, did you hear the debate over what we just talked about?
I heard some of it. I guess where I'm at is keep the signal keep going in and out.
Okay. If you want to register a vote, they can still take that vote. Do you want to register a
Okay.
vote
Yeah.
on the motion that just applied?
Yes.
All right, so you're an aye vote or a nay vote or an abstain?
Can you just give me what it was we're voting on? Like I said, just a brief. Make sure I know what I'm voting on.
Motion was to recommend to the Common Council that the ordinance amendment be placed on file with prejudice.
Oh yes, I agree.
Okay. Maya,
I just
unless you
wanted to
have an
make sure.
objection from the board, you can mark that as a aye vote and make it past 9-0.
Okay.
Unless there's an objection from somebody on the board to the contrary, that's fine considering the technical issue that occurred.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, is there any objection to recording Brandis's I vote? No votes? Okay.
Thank you.
Seeing no objection. That passes 9-0. Go ahead, Chioma. Is there a question about the
Yes, I have a question. I just want to confirm Helen's hand raise was for opposition, right? Or was that just like a delayed yes vote?
No, there was no opposition.
Okay,
It would
so
have been
unanimous
yes.
yes.
Yeah, it was unanimous. I voted aye.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that unanimously passes 9-0. And so, motion to adjourn, anyone? Okay, Michelle?
I'm to adjourn.
Vanessa?
I second.
All those in favor of adjournment? Looks
I
like
wasn't
we
voting, I was waving, I promise.
okay. We've
Have
unanimously adjourned. So thank you all.
a
Thank
great night,
you.
everybody.
Thanks, everyone.